Micha Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, wrapping up a very tough Perek, where, first of all, we're talking about places that I'm not familiar with, so I'm pronouncing them wrong. But second of all, the idea of terrible Jewish suffering and enemies of the Jews rejoicing in that suffering, enjoying that suffering. So keep it to yourself. Keep it repressed, because otherwise you're giving them even more cause to feel great about how terribly the Jews are suffering and being treated. Ivri lochem yosheves Shapir, er yavoshes. Pass along your way, inhabitants of Shapir. Shapir, presumably a city. Now it's a town that is not named any place else, so we don't know exactly where this town is. So yosheves Shapir, Dr. Hurst suggests, she who dwells in beauty or splendor. The upper class is in Yehuda. So those who live in Shapir, those who live, not what we would say fear, those who live in riches and luxury and wealth in their Lexuses, your private parts, your area, Eirom ve'Eria, Voshes, are exposed, are humiliated. So you lived rich, you lived off the fat of the land. But when the axe falls, Lo Yatza Yosheves Tza'anon, another place that we're not familiar with, the inhabitants of Tza'anon did not go forth. The fugitives of Tza'anon are not going to come out, not going to go forth as fugitives, meaning they're not going to escape when their city is wiped out by the invaders. Mispad Beis Ha'Eitzel, the lamentation caused by drawing the houses, Yikach Mikem Emdaso, one to the other, will take its stand from you. It's a little bit of a difficult pasuk, but the idea that in Pasuk Yud Aleph, that don't go forth in lamentation for Beis Eitzel, so that's the name of another place, the enemy will seize the cost, take its stand from you. It'll see that as pay. It'll enjoy it. So you ignored your neighbor's cries when they were being exiled. And now he's going to take payment from the amount of time. So the way Radak sees this is that the siege of Shomron lasted 3 years. And then they're going to demand payment for 3 years of hotel stays. They're going to be like, you're paying for my Airbnb and I'm going to take it out of your flesh and out of your pain and out of your sorrow. So, the amount of money that it cost them to sit around for 3 years and keep fighting endlessly without any result for a long time, they're going to take that out of you now. One dwelling in Moros, in Mered, in rebelliousness, disobedience, hoped for the good. But evil descended from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the gates of Yerushalayim. So somebody living in peace, disobeying the words of the Nevi'im, figured, it'll all be okay, I'll be fine. Yeah, Mandani, yeah, my real estate prices are good, everything is fine. What could happen? It's New York City. Sorry, I hope this is not true. But eventually the evil descends from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of his justice and gets all the way to the gates of Yerushalayim. It's not coincidental. It's targeted. Yud Gimel, Rasom HaMerkava, hits the chariot, Lo Rechesh Yosheves Lachish, to the fast-moving horses, to the swift steeds, inhabitants of Lachish. Hitch it up. Get ready. Run away. You know, fill up the tank with gas. You're going to have to get ready. Rechesh is in Megillas Esther, where it means the fast steeds to go out and tell the news that we can turn on the Amalekim instead. Here it's being used against us. Rachis chatos hi levas tzion. It is the beginning of sin for bas tzion. Ki vach nimtzu pishei Yisrael, because in you were found the transgressors and transgressions of klal Yisrael. So run away as fast as you can. But bas tzion, the idols of the northern kingdom were found in Lachish, which was in Yehuda. So it doesn't necessarily say, says the Das Sofrim, that the Jews in Lachish were worshipping the Avodah Zarah, but they were found there. So what the Das Sofrim suggests, and he's a recent Achron, is that in Yehuda, those who were worshipping idols were in a minority. But if the idols are there under your roof, That's not a good sign. So get on your fast horses, run away. But the origin of sin for the people of Zion, for Lachish, comes from the northern kingdom, and Lachish was near the border of the northern kingdom, so it kind of absorbed its worldview. Yadad Lachin Titni Shiluchim. Therefore, since you expelled the dynasty, Al-Moreshes Gas, that gave you possession of Gas, since you guys got rid of Malchus Beis David up in Shomron, and you didn't want to be under his hands, and he took Gas and the Eretz Plishtim away from them, Bote Achziv Le Achzov, the houses of Achziv, will be a dried up spring L'Malchei Yisrael for the kings of Israel. So what is this? So the houses of Achziv, which was from Yehuda and followed Pekach ben Remaliahu, will be a dried up spring. For Pekach ben Remaliahu got assassinated. So those who follow the northern kingdom are going to end up all dried up. So the Achziv, Achzav, is a play on words. It's kind of a little Jewish pun. That these places, the city of Chziv, are practicing idolatry, and they're going to end up being dried up completely. Tezvav, Od HaYoresh Avi Lach. I will bring the possessor to you. I'm going to bring a dispossessor against you, meaning the person who's going to possess your land and take it away from you and dispossess you. And who is that being warned? Yosheves Moresha. And so he's talking about his own hometown folks. Says, Micha, people of Moresha are going to have to realize that I'm going to bring somebody to dispossess you. The Assyrian army led by Sancheriv. They captured all the fortified cities of Yehuda during the 14th year when Chizkiyahu was king. We talked about this in Malachim. Ad Adulam Yavo Kavod Yisrael. Up to Adulam, the glory of Israel is going to come. That's within the border. So it's going to retreat. And the enemies are going to conquer from their border all the way up through Adulam. So all of you in my hometown who think that you're safe, because that, well, I'm not part of Yisrael, what do I have to worry about? It's coming. And Yavo, Kavod Yisrael, the glory of Israel is going to come. Also might mean I'm going to bring the heir up to you. So the heir to the throne, bad things are going to happen. But withdrawing to Adulam, you're going to back off. But all the glory of Israel is being removed by the enemy. Karchi Vagozi. Make yourself bald. Pull out your hair. Al b'nei ta'anu goyich. For the children of your delight. So the actual cities of Yehuda start mourning for your exiled inhabitants. Tear out your hair. Make yourself bald. Gozi, some of the Mefarshim say, cut it with scissors. Make bald patches. Not as an expression of grief over death, but as an expression of grief over exile, because that might be permitted, whereas doing it for a mace is absolutely a deraisa. You can't do that. Harchivi kar chaseh kanesher. Make your boldness wide like an eagle, broad like an eagle's boldness. You're going to be a bald eagle, shedding many of its feathers. So harchivi kar chaseh kanesher ki galu mimech, because they have departed from you, your children, your glorious children, your pampered children, your delicate children, your spoiled brats are gone. And they were used to all the delights that they wished, but they can't have it anymore.